No longer is tiny Honduras known only for its coffee beans and tropical beaches. Not since it got the attention of the world when a military coup ousted its left-leaning president. Virtually every country in Latin America has condemned the coup, along with the U.S., but getting the elected president back in power, as those governments are demanding, is proving to be not so easy. NPR's Juan Ferrero begins his report at a protest in the capital, Tegucigalpa.
All week, the streets of this hilly country of 7 million have been alive with demonstrations. Off the main square of the capital, protesters carrying banners and pictures of their fallen leader shout, Pueblo Únete. It means people unite, and they mean unite to reinstate Manuel Mel Zelaya, the tall mustachioed president with the white Stetson who was toppled last Sunday. Troops snatched him from the presidential palace and put him on a plane to exile. Those who removed Zelaya and quickly swore in Roberto Micheletti as president believed that was that. But the United Nations, the Organization of American States, and individual governments from France to Argentina have clamored for Micheletti, the former president of the Congress, to step aside, something Micheletti has defiantly vowed he won't do.
Si juramentan a Micheletti o a Peleletti.
The most vocal opposition to Micheletti came from Zelaya's close ally and benefactor, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, who in one speech said he'd overthrow Micheletti. Obama administration response has been more nuanced, condemning Zelaya's overthrow, but calling for negotiations to restore the constitutional order. The United States operates vital regional anti-drug operations from Honduras and is an important buyer of the country's textiles, coffee, and bananas. At the rose-colored presidential palace, a gurgling fountain belies the sometimes frantic efforts of Micheletti's government to consolidate its hold. The newly appointed president shuttles from one meeting to another. Ministers and other officials are sworn in. Gabriela Núñez, the new finance minister, is among them.
Este no ha sido un golpe de estado de lo que hemos acostumbrado.
She insists that Zelaya's ouster was not a coup, and certainly nothing like the frequent overthrows that marked the 70s and 80s in Latin America. She explains that in this case, it was a civilian government that took power as opposed to a military government, and that elections are being planned. And she said Zelaya was an unpopular leader anyway. One, she said, had violated the Constitution by planning a referendum that would have been a first step toward extending his rule. She says he had to be stopped. American diplomats speaking to NPR said the United States strongly disagrees with that interpretation, so much so that the ousted president's wife and son are staying in the ambassador's residence here. The U.S. says the non-binding referendum would have posed little threat to the constitutional order. And those diplomats say there's little evidence that he'd in fact violated the Constitution. Now, José Miguel Insulza, who heads the Organization of American States, is to arrive today in Honduras to demand that Zelaya be returned to power. If it doesn't happen by Saturday, the OAS is prepared to suspend Honduras from the organization, which would make the country a pariah state and result in the end of aid programs. Speaking in a press conference in Panama, Zelaya said that Insulza is issuing an ultimatum and that he's not there to negotiate. Zelaya said he'd then return to Honduras this weekend to reclaim what is rightfully his. Among those protesting for the president was Antonio Valle.
Lo que se trata es la manifestación del pueblo.
He says he hit the streets because he wants to see Zelaya back in power. And he said those who ousted him violated the law and belong in jail. Valle, though, acknowledged that it could be a hard-fought battle to get Zelaya back in the presidential palace. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.